The Calgary Flames have made news today as Bill Peters has rounded out his coaching staff. Very pleased to welcome to the show the new associate coach of the Calgary Flames. We're joined by Jeff Ward. Jeff, how are you, sir?
I'm great, thanks. Great to be on. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you doing this. You know, a month ago, was this on the radar? How did this come about?
No, a month ago, it wasn't on the radar. I was actually planning on, what was coming up in Jersey. We had just come off a real good season, probably a year ahead of schedule in our development there. We went to the World Championships, was getting prepared to come back and get ready for the draft with Jersey. And Brad and Bill decided that they wanted to call Ray Shero and ask permission to talk with me. And things moved along fairly quickly after that.
You mentioned the World Championships. You were over there with Germany, is that correct?
I was over there with Germany. I've been with Germany for 3 years now, and had an opportunity to work with Marco Sturm, who I had a chance to coach with coach in Boston when he was a player there. I've really enjoyed my time with him at the World Championships, and I got a chance to coach against Bill and Team Canada the last few years, and it's a great experience. I really, really enjoy the time there at the Worlds.
Jeff, are there any connections to you and Bill Peters or you and Brad Treliving or anybody in the organization?
With Bill, no, other than the fact that we've coached against each other for a number of years. I know Bill, to say hi to him and things, but we've never really sat down face-to-face and talked hockey. And I got a chance to do that with him at his home and rally there last week and came away very impressed. He loves the game. We've got the same philosophy on the game. Believe in a lot of the same things. His teams are very structured, very detailed, very disciplined. I'm really, really excited to get the chance to work with him. And also Ryan Huska, who I don't know, but I've heard just tremendous things about. So I'm really looking forward to getting to Calgary and sort of breaking things down starting this summer and getting things going. It looks like it's going to be a really, really good staff. I'm excited about it.
A couple of years ago when the Flames were looking for a coach, your name was associated to that opening. Did you go through the process with Brad Treliving a couple seasons ago?
I did go through the process with Brad a couple seasons ago. It was actually at the World Championships. And came away very, very impressed. I liked the things that Brad was talking about in terms of where he wanted to go with the Flames. I really enjoyed the questions he asked of me. I came away from the interview very impressed. I like Brad a lot. And, again, just another quality person who I'm looking forward to having the chance to work with.
In conversation with the Calgary Flames' new associate coach, Jeff Ward joins us here on The Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Pat?
Jeff, it's funny. You read about you, and you've used the term before. You're kind of that quote-unquote career coach. You have coached at all levels in different spots and for the last number of years in the NHL. Can you just kind of take us through your journey in coaching, how you got into it, and how you've gotten to where you are now?
You guys got about 30 minutes to go through all that. I'm a teacher by trade. I started out teaching high school physical education and science, and I started out coaching, just doing a lot of coaching at the school that I was working at. I was living teaching in a small town in northern Ontario, and they needed a guy to coach the midget hockey team, and they approached me to do it, and I wasn't married or didn't have any kids then, so I was, on my own. I had a lot of time, and so I decided to do it and fell in love with it, and things kind of progressed from there. So I went from a minor hockey coach. The next year, I moved down south to the University of Waterloo with Don McKee. I got a chance there to really jump in. Don was working with Jamie McDonald and Brad Pascoe, a lot of the guys at Hockey Canada. Just developing the certification program. So I became kind of a guinea pig for that early. I owe an awful lot to Donnie and what he exposed me to over time there. And from there, I went to junior hockey and then onto the professional ranks. And I've, been at just about every level in pro hockey, the East Coast League, the American League, Europe. So I've had an awful lot of different experiences. I've had an awful lot of opportunities to watch some great coaches work with some great coaches, and and learn along the way. But everything just came out of the fact that I was teaching, and it's kind of been a great journey. I wouldn't trade anything that's happened along the way for anything.
Knowing that you have coached in junior hockey, you've coached in the American League, you've now been an assistant in the NHL going all the way back to 07, just your thoughts on how you relate to players, how you've had to change how you relate to players over your time in coaching? Because I would imagine going from junior to minor pro to the top level, you kind of do have to change the way you approach players.
I think the biggest thing is now it's, the first thing is I don't think you can be, you have to be a genuine person, you know, like we all have a coaching style. I think you need to be true to your style. And I think you need really to establish relationships with players. I think that's been the secret for me over time. I really enjoy, getting to know all of our players on a personal level. We talked an awful lot about hobbies, things that they do away from the rink. I think when you have a vested interest in a player as a person, it's very, very easy to start to work together in terms of what you need to do hockey-wise. So for me, that's kind of been where I've started in every coaching stop that I've had. I think that really that comes from my teaching background. You know, you need to prove yourself. You need to earn the respect of the people you work with. And you need to understand that, you work with each other on two different levels. You work with each other as people, and you work with each other as coaches and athletes. And those things have different meanings sometimes. So I think if, you establish that really strong relationship with the people you work with the players that you work with, it's a good starting point in terms of trying to build a team, build a culture, and move forward as a group.
From what you know right now, I know that we're very early in the tenure with the Flames, but are you assuming that you come over to the Flames and handle the same or similar responsibilities as you were handling in New Jersey?
Yeah, that's my understanding of it. It's going to be and what I'm really excited about, in New Jersey we really had a team coaching approach, and in Boston it was the same way, where everybody contributed, together. And that's one of the things, in coaching that I really enjoy is getting down and challenging each other as coaches and challenging the players. But, we're going to do an awful lot of things together as a staff. But when it comes down to job descriptions, I'm going to be working with the power play. I'm going to be working with the forwards. I'm going to be doing an awful lot of in-game analysis in terms of what other teams are throwing at us and sort of what we're doing to them and if it's working. So a lot of the same sorts of things that I was doing both in Jersey and Boston.
The power play is something that a lot of Flames fans are focused on heading into next season. Without giving away trade secrets and stuff like that, can you give us a little bit of a thought as to your philosophy on how to structure a power play?
Well, the first thing is, I think you really have to look at the strengths of your people and design a power play that you feel is going to bring those strengths out. So there's an awful lot of moving parts to a power play. I think the biggest thing or the philosophy that I've kind of grown into over the years is that, you really want to take the game to the opposing team's goaltender. First shot, second shot, get pucks to the net, get bodies to the net. Try to get the penalty kill back on their heels. Penalty kills are very, very good. They know exactly where they need to be on every pass, but they have to make decisions once pucks start going to the net. So we've kind of employed that, or I've employed that as a philosophy over my time. It's certainly developed over time in the years that I've been in the NHL, but that's kind of where it's at now with me. But I think you need to do it. We certainly don't want to put players in positions where they don't have an opportunity to use their strengths as a group of five. So, what I need to do now is really grab some power play from the Flames, start to really, really get into it in depth and look at exactly what the strengths are of each of the players that we have that have been on the power play. See if there's any people that didn't get a chance to play on the power play that potentially could add there. And then sit down and decide with Bill and Ryan exactly sort of what kind of a system we want to employ in order to bring those strengths out. So that's going to be part of, what I need to do over the course of the summer. And I'm really looking forward to getting into that. The one thing about the power play is it's always a hot button point, when it's going good. Yeah, people seem to think it can always be better, and when it's going bad, it needs to get better. So it's there all the time. It's a hot stove topic around all hockey fans' tables and workplaces, and So that's the animal the way that it is. And, you know, I think that we've got some really good power play pieces in place. And it's up to us now to get them to get those strengths to the table together in order to put a real good power play on the ice.
When you take a look at players like Matthew Tkachuk and Johnny Gaudreau, Dougie Hamilton, Sean Monahan, players like that, do you start to already brainstorm as to where you might be able to use them on a power play? I know you've only been on the job for a couple of hours, but do you start to think about that already?
Yeah, you sure do. You know, you take a look, you know, at the basic sort of skill set that the guys bring to the power play, and there's an awful lot of skills that you'd love to have on a power play in those players. So right now I've got to sit down and start looking at how they were using each other in terms of sequencing, you know, where they were specifically in the power play formations, where they were on it, like breakouts, entries, those types of things. So I'm looking forward to taking a look at that, and then obviously getting to sit down and talk to the players as well. I think, you know, they're going to supply an awful lot of input into how this works and what they like and what they don't like and where we need to go. So I'm certainly going to value the input they bring to the table. And from there, we'll get a plan in place and we're going to go with it.
He's Jeff Ward, new associate coach of the Calgary Flames, our guest here on the Big Show on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Jeff, the decision to go from one place to the next, what is it that attracts you? Is it simply just the finances? Is it the challenge? Is it the location? Is it the person? What goes into someone's decision in making the decision, you know, the choice that you have made here in the last 48 hours?
Yeah, well, for me, where I am in my coaching career, I think the thing I like is, you know, the people that you're going to work with is huge for me in terms of making a decision to move, and also the challenge that lies ahead. And you know, I was able to come into a real good group in Boston in terms of coaches and players and management. And, you know, we did an awful lot of good things, and we were ultimately able to win the Stanley Cup. And then, you know, I went to New Jersey, and, you know, I've really got great things, nothing but really good things to say about the people there. They're fantastic people. Again, coaches, management, players. And we're able to, you know, put a plan in place and develop a culture and start to develop. And those are the things that I really like. I like the team dynamic aspect of things. I love the idea of building a culture and building a program and seeing that come through to fruition, to having success and winning. And so when I take a look at whether you know, I want to jump into a situation or make a move, those are definitely the things I look at right away.
I hope this question doesn't come across the wrong way, but I'm just curious. Do you still have, you know, aspirations to be a head coach yet?
Well, I'll tell you, I think everybody that gets into this business would like to run a bench someday in the NHL. I'm no different. But, you know, for me, where I'm at, it's you know, at one point in your career, you're the up-and-comer, and then you get to be the old experienced guy. And I'm getting to be the old experienced guy now. So, you know, those things are, you take those things in stride. And like I said, for me, it's the group that you work with and the team that you work with and the challenges that you enjoy together. And if you do diligence in those things and you have success, then, you know, perhaps you get the opportunity to move ahead and become a head coach. But I'm way past the point of saying that that's exactly what I want to do in the game. For me, and more, it's about the relationships and it's about the team dynamics and the culture and the winning together. Those things have certainly taken more of an important aspect with me as I've moved along my coaching life.
What are you going to miss about New Jersey and coaching with the Devils?
Oh, man. I really think that New Jersey has a tremendous thing going. I've got nothing. Like, Ray Shero is a tremendous person. I think he's a tremendous hockey mind. We meshed really well. I really, really love the coaching staff there. John Hines is a great up-and-coming coach. I like his innovative ideas that he has. I like the way that he approaches the game. I like the way that he utilizes the players and the staff, gives everybody an opportunity to be successful and have a say and be empowered in terms of what's going on. The assistant coaches there were great. Elaine Nazardine and Ryan Clough, two really, really good up and coming coaches that I think are going to have success. I can see the Devils really, really making a serious move to becoming a contender in the East in the next couple of years and getting themselves into a position to win the Stanley Cup. So I wish them all the best, and I'm looking forward to starting the same challenge here in Calgary.
You talked right off the top about your background as a teacher. I'm curious about your observations of the evolution of the hockey player since you got into the pro ranks. How has the hockey player changed in that time?
Oh, boy. I think the hockey player now is a millennial. You know, the players 20 years ago when I started coaching, and even 10 years ago when I got into the NHL, it was different. It was a different game. The expectations of the players were much different back then. Now you really need to, like I said, the relationship to today's player is huge in terms of how they see themselves, how they're being treated, how much you care about them. They want to know, what's going on and why it's going on. And that personal relationship for me is a lot more prominent than probably it was 10, 15 years ago. I'm not disvaluing how important the relationship was back then. But I think the players back then sort of, they had maybe a little bit more of a skin, to put it, in a certain way, not to be negative. But they didn't need to know as much information. They sort of just accepted the things that were told to them a little bit more than today's group. And I think today's players want to be challenged, but they want to be challenged in the right ways, and they want to be challenged in ways that fit in with their personalities and their strengths.
Last one for you is, as you watch this Stanley Cup run, or if you've been watching it, I'm curious if there's a takeaway for you. The media, we often say that this is a copycat league. Is there something that you see that Washington or, Vegas or even Winnipeg or Nashville is doing that more teams will try to emulate next year that you'd like to try and see if you could tinker and make work here?
Well, I think everybody wants to go to the fast game. And I think Pittsburgh really put it in vogue with winning the last couple of Stanley Cups. We certainly were building that in New Jersey. Our team played an extremely fast, up-tempo style of play this past year. Bill's talked about how he wants to bring that to Calgary. And I think when you watch the two teams on the ice playing in the Stanley Cup final, that's exactly what's happening. They're fast games. I know in playing against Vegas this year, they were some of the fastest games that we were involved in all year, the way that they're able to get up out of their own end and get on the rush and get going, and play a territorial game if they certainly can't play a puck possession game. And the same thing with Washington. You look at how quickly they transition, get onto the rush, and get their defense going. I think that's a big thing now in today's game is how you are able to get the defense into the play and moving up behind and supporting the attack. And so I think you're really starting to see, a move towards a faster paced up-tempo style of play. And, I think those teams embody that style of play. So, for us moving ahead, I think that's exactly what we're going to try to do in Calgary. And so, when you watch the Stanley Cup final and what's going on in those games, there's certainly things that you can grab in terms of teaching clips and things like that to bring into training camp and show to our players and use in terms of what we're going to do systems-wise.
Jeff, really appreciate this. I know it's barely the first day, and I'm sure we'll get to talk to you a lot between now and the start of the season. Welcome to Calgary. I know that you have at least one built-in fan as the radio voice of the Calgary Flames. Derek Wills, your former American Hockey League roommate, is really ecstatic that you're here. So you got one guy pulling for you.
Hey, that's I can tell you some stories over a few beers. But we had some great times together at Hamilton. I still look back fondly on the times that I spent, in the American League and with Derek. And I actually was, you can ask him this, I actually witnessed his hole-in-one. So.
We've never heard that. Oh, God, we've never heard that story.
Oh, yeah. He almost hit me in the head with the ball over top of the dog leg. So I was a witness to that. So Derek and I go back a ways, and it'll be good to see him again. He's a great man.
Well, maybe he's a different Derek then. Sorry. Hey, listen, thanks for doing this. Congratulations. Appreciate your time.
Thanks very much. Look forward to meeting you and talking with you guys again.